This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. The 4th National Conference is focused on the theme Promoting Entrepreneurship, Employment and Skilling, Leveraging the Demographic Dividend, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. The Lok Sabha will today resume the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to respond to the debate in the lower house today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha began a two-day debate on the Constitution to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated that the Indian Constitution paved the way for nation-building by addressing all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life. He emphasized that the Constitution created by the Constituent Assembly was not just an official document but an expression of the will of the people. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress stated that the Constitution is the protective armor that keeps citizens safe. She added that it is the armor for justice, unity and the right to express. The discussion remained inconclusive and the House was later adjourned for the day. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held discussions with the Minister of State and Foreign Affairs of Portugal, Paulo Rangel, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, during the meeting, they took stock of the partnership and explored new opportunities in clean energy, technology, digital, mobility, heritage and maritime domains. The two leaders also exchanged views on West Asia, Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister also appreciated both the countries' multilateral cooperation and Portugal's support for the stronger India-EU ties. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the mishap at Sandhya Theatre in Hyderabad during the premiere of film Pushpa 2 was a clear case of poor arrangements by the state and local administration. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, Congress has no respect for the creative industry and the arrest of film actor Allu Arjun proves it yet again. Yesterday, actor Allu Arjun was arrested by the police in connection with the death of a woman in Stampede that occurred during the premiere of his latest film, Pushpa 2, The Rule, at Sandhya Theatre on 4th of December in Hyderabad. Later in the evening, the actor was granted interim bail for 4 weeks by the Telangana High Court. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the government is committed to bring a transformative shift from women's development to women-led development. Mr. Pradhan was addressing the gathering after inaugurating a one-day workshop on women leaders shaping academic excellence for Viksit Bharat at 2047 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister highlighted how the workshop emphasizes the empowerment of women at every level of education, aligning with the vision of National Education Policy 2020. The National Highways Authority of India is planning to introduce advanced new route patrolling vehicles, RPVs, named Rajmarg Sathi to enhance highway safety. The Road Transport and Highways Ministry said the RPVs will conduct inspection of national highway stretches to monitor and respond to emergency situations. The new RPVs will feature closed cabinets and AI-enabled dashboard cameras for efficient emergency response. Third cricket test of 5-match Border Gavaskar Trophy series between India and Australia will begin at Gabba in Brisbane this morning at 5:50 a.m. IST. The series is currently tied 1-1. In hockey, India will take on Japan in the first semi-final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup tournament today in Muscat, Oman. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.